This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm sitting with Steve Cropper. Was that the Royal Spades?
That was the Royal Spades. You know that name. You must have been reading up.
So, and then that basically transformed into
Charlie
Marquees,
Freeman,
right?
And Terry Johnson played drums, and Donald Duck down on bass. And Duck and I we've been together since the sixth grade.
That's a long time.
Talked to each other two or three times a week.
That's incredible.
And still on stage.
That's a great relationship.
It is. You can't have anything better than that. I was an only child. He had, a couple of sisters and about five brothers and all that. So I used to go to his house all the time because there was always a bunch of people around. And Duck, I would call my brother. I mean, that's just the way we grew up, and we've been together ever since.
And then after that, it was the Marquees.
Then we changed it to the Marquees. And, it's a tough life out there. It's probably a good thing that we did. But the powers that be said that they thought that the Royal Spades was not a name that would go over nationally, and we need to come up with a snappier name and a better name. And we were in this is at this time we had already been in the old Capitol Theater, movie theater, and it still had the marquee out front. If anybody's ever seen pictures of Stax Records, they put Stax on the marquee sign on the movie theater. And I said, what about calling us the Marquees? But I said, let's spell it, and it just kind of as a joke, I said, let's spell it Marquees for keyboards, because last night was a keyboard record, and not spell it the French way. And everybody kind of agreed on it, and when we gave it to Atlantic, they said, oh, this is great. So
when you were playing with the Marquees, how much did you guys get paid to do a gig? How much did you get paid a night?
We played at a place called Neil's Hideaway, which was pretty close to Millington. And they were always packed because it was close to the naval base out there. So we had a good 25, 30-minute ride out there every night to go play. We played there for 9 months for beer and cheeseburgers and a little bit of money. And I think the most that I ever put in my pocket at the end of closeout on a Saturday night after we had played there, I think Tuesday through Saturday, was about $9.
Oh, man.
We must have drank a whole lot of beer.
They ate a lot of cheeseburgers.
It was kind of sad. But the guy was happy, and we had a good good education being out there playing. It was a dance club. You know, they had the dance floor, and every song people were out on the dance floor. And we really packed them in because we played all of the hot tunes at the time, you know, and all the R&B stuff that people like to dance to. And so we had a lot of success with that.